Hello, it's Monday, the 4th of October, and welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Callum, let's get straight into it. Brent broke $80 per barrel last week, and OPEC Plus are meeting today. Do you think the move through 80 will influence the OPEC Plus decision later today?
Well, I think OPEC faces a rather different decision or situation now than that to its last meeting. So, firstly, we've had Brent break these psychological highs, as you've just mentioned. But we've also seen dramatic increases, much more dramatic increases, in gas and coal prices all over the world. And that's going to lead to some switching from coal and gas towards oil, particularly over the winter. I mean, this won't be a massive effect because the extent to which you can switch over is limited. But we certainly will see some forms of oil power generation, for example, being switched on during the winter. There's also been imminent opening up of travel between the US and Europe after the US announced an easing of COVID restrictions. And of course, we've had the impact of Hurricane Ida, which has reduced US output by about 1 million barrels per day over the course of September. Now, ahead of the meeting, the OPEC Plus Joint Technical Committee produces a report for its members to review, which gives some guidance on the state of the market. And that was done last week, and there were some highlights came out into the press. And it, very much in line with this changed situation I've just been talking about, does indicate that the market is in a deficit of 1.1 million barrels per day in October. But it also says that, as we've talked about many times before, that the market is likely to be in a surplus in 2022, at least partway through the year. So this is the dilemma for OPEC Plus when they meet today. On the one hand, the current tightness of the market and the high prices mean that there is an argument for them to increase output by more than the 400,000 barrels per day they've already announced. But there are these challenges looming for next year. So it's, the question really is, how do they square those things?
And so when will we know the outcome?
We don't know. The meeting is today, but they haven't published an agenda for it yet. So we don't really know what the timings of it are going to be. Usually it's during the course of the afternoon, but we'll have to watch this space, really.
What are the possible outcomes and how might they influence prices?
Well, of course, OPEC Plus has already announced that it's going to increase production by 400,000 barrels per day per month until sometime next year when all the cuts are unwound. So as things stand, the main expectation would be that OPEC Plus will announce an increase of 400,000 barrels per day. But because the market's currently tight, if they stick to that, we could well see the markets rising further. I mean, I'd be looking out for the 2018 high, for example, which is just under $87 per barrel. I mean, it's unlikely that we'll jump to that straight away, but could see a test on that level if OPEC don't announce anything in addition. If they do increase output by more than this, then the reaction really depends upon what they signal about how this will influence future increases. So, for example, if they brought forward the December increase, which is also 400,000 barrels per day, into November, but indicate that they'll stay on hold in December, so we have 800,000 barrels per day in November, but nothing extra in December, then that could soften prices, but without being particularly negative, because it's not really changing things that much. If, on the other hand, they announce some kind of genuine incremental supply that really goes above and beyond the already announced plans, then that could be more negative. And I think in a negative scenario, we'd be looking to whether Brent falls back to $75 per barrel and if it starts to break down through those kind of levels again. So I think really the market will be very sensitive to the detail of what OPEC say if they do something other than just going along with their 400,000 barrels per day. But whatever it is that they're currently discussing, and there will be discussions going on already, there hasn't been a lot of chatter from OPEC members leaking out into the press. So that probably means that whatever they're talking about, there is some common ground on it at least. But we'll really just have to wait and see later on today.
Callum, thank you. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.